Bonjour, and welcome to the Amateur Detective Club. This club is exactly how it sounds. A bunch of amateurs talking about their favorite mysteries. So if you encounter a real mystery or a murder, contact the proper authorities. Do not come to us. We do not know what we are doing. But enjoy the program. Allons-y. Let us begin.
I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. My name is Tristan Miller, a private ear.
My name's Melissa Maley, the spy. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
All right.
I'm Tyler Riley, and I'm still Jennifer Lopez's missing Oscar.
As always.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod and you can browse the unmatched selections of audio programs, download a title free, and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod.
Oh, bother. Aw, that's very good.
Thank you. There is an adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, which is what we're covering today, an episode of The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. But it's, I believe they have it on Audible, and it's a radio drama with Judi Dench, Jeffrey Palmer, Stephen Fry, and oh, there's someone else that's really well known. But Judi Dench is one of the narrators in Kanga. And she does the worst Australian accent I've ever heard in my life. It's so good.
Oh, I also, bet I could do a worse one.
Point of order, when you're talking about audio plays, it's audio drama.
Yeah, an audio
you
drama.
You have to say drama.
Yeah.
It's an audio drama. And Stephen Fry plays Winnie the Pooh. And he does a phenomenal job. He plays him very, like, rather than, you know, oh, I'm saying, he's dumb. He plays him as, like, absent-minded, which is much preferable for me.
Oh, I love
because
it.
There's a couple of versions where he's like, I'm a stupid bear, aren't I? You know, and it's just not quite as good.
No.
Right, because bears are not stupid. Thank you for admitting that, Tristan, finally.
Winnie the Pooh, growing up, was my go-to. It was the first thing I used to fall asleep to every night, that radio drama.
Aww.
I put it in, very, very soothing as a young person.
All right. Who's our favorite, Winnie the Pooh characters?
Eeyore.
Eeyore!
Why?
Have you met me? Have you listened to this podcast?
I know, it was rhetorical. It was rhetorical. It was rhetorical.
Have you met the people I've dated?
That's...
Ooh. Shade, but like I'm here for it.
You should also...
No, but seriously.
Yeah.
Are you saying you dated Tyler? I'm confused. Explain.
We didn't want to make the podcast weird, but...
Oh, Tigger, obviously. Obviously. There's a scene when I've been asked to describe simply sometimes what it's like in my mind. And there's a scene from the 2010 Winnie the Pooh film where Eeyore is walking along and Tigger is trying to get him to move faster. And I'm like, that's it most of the time. That's my entire personality summed up. But Tigger, obviously, followed by Kanga and Roo.
Mm.
That little family unit always really spoke to me.
But if you had to pick one.
A Tigger.
No, of Kanga or Roo.
Oh, Roo.
Okay.
He's adorable. He's a little kangaroo. He's a little Joey.
Sure.
So what's interesting about...
Do I have to fight Tyler over a stuffed kangaroo?
You yes. don't have to.
No, he's making me do it.
We can't talk about it, but we're going to fight.
So,
and in this corner.
What's interesting is that I was always a bit uncomfortable about Piglet.
Oh, sure.
And I realized it's because I am Piglet.
Yeah, like, yeah, because you're anxious as a person.
Yes, I am an anxious person, and so Piglet made me uncomfortable because I saw myself in Piglet.
Interesting. Was the cartoon the first introduction to Winnie the Pooh for both of you?
Winnie the Pooh has always existed in my world.
Okay.
Like, it just, I don't know.
Immortal eternal being.
That's right.
I will judge you for your sins.
I don't know, because I think the books may have been read to me as a child, but, like, my first remembrance is certainly, like, the image of the cartoon bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense to me, too.
All right.
I know, what was yours? There was a girl that I grew up with, though.
Brag.
Who, who participated in the spelling bee. And because she grew up with Winnie the Pooh, spelled honey wrong.
That is adorable. That's also, what a stupid kid.
Hey,
I'm so sorry. I'm sure she's not stupid. Oh my God, not stupid.
That's so funny. But like,
when you keep saying that repetitively, the H-U-N-N-Y, like it gets, you know.
It gets stuck in your head. Oh, that's so good. I love it so much.
I can't judge either. I'm dyslexic. I would die. I would die from fear. I was trying to type this. Like this weekend, and I put with fully the incorrect, like not even close. So what a stupid Tristan is what I'm saying.
I'd like everyone to know for the record that Tristan, when I'm communicating with Tristan, they're one of the most meticulous people in terms of like punctuation and spelling in a text message, because all the texts I get from Tristan are just about perfect spelling and grammar. So as much as they, you know, make fun of themselves for not being able to read or write,
or think properly.
Yeah, they're extremely, they pay a lot of attention to it, so.
Yeah, thank God for voice to text.
All right, I did what I could.
No. That was very kind of you. Thank you very much, Melissa. I think the first time was absolutely like the film, the classic 1960-something film. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I often fall asleep to that.
Oh, that's very sweet. I might start watching this TV show just because I was like, oh, no, this... You should have seen how excited I got once the theme song started. Because I forget.
Whoa,
it was
TMI.
Like, don't you do this? Is a pure memory and a pure moment, you pervert, you sex pervert, you weird sex maniac. But I got so hyped, as the kids say. Is that better? Is that better for you, Tyler?
No,
is that safer?
They do be saying that, though. So
they do be
fair.
Saying that. So I, like, literally, I, like, put my hands to my cheek, and I went, ah! Because I'd forgotten how hard the theme slaps. It's so good. It slaps so hard, it almost sounds like the Beach Boys. As a kid, I thought it was. Or like the Monkees or something. It's got that 60s sort of like chord progression and whatnot. But yeah, I was absolutely the film. And then I had this and a bunch of others on VHS. And I would watch them over and over again. And then the radio drama. Then I had the books. And I learned to read the books. And I had the toys. And like, I was obsessed with Winnie the Pooh as a kid.
Did you read The Tao of Pooh?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's a very good book.
Yeah. I own a copy myself.
It's a good book.
I gave my niece a bath towel. You know, they have like those bath towel robes for kids that have little hoods.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her one that looks like Winnie the Pooh.
That's cute.
Bear ears.
Ooh, I have another question for you. Do you prefer the cartoon, Disney cartoon design, or the original illustrations?
I like them both. It's hard to,
yes,
it's like.
But which do you prefer?
No.
If you pick, okay, different way to say. If I say picture Winnie the Pooh, in your mind, what one comes first?
It's the Disney.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Disney cartoon comes first. But I think I prefer the illustration because of just how... Not like lackadaisical. That's the wrong kind of...
whimsical?
But like it's... Yeah, it's more like free-flowing. Like it's...
Yeah.
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 So it opens on a... Like a vignette of a dark and stormy night, and
yeah, we see like the fairy tale book,
yeah,
kind of opening,
and it's someone has stole the Glockenspiel diamond. It's a mystery, and the Pooh, Piglet, and
Rabbit
are all in silly costumes. And just before it's revealed, because a Sherlock Holmes lookalike comes in and goes, I suppose you're wondering why I called you this here this evening. And then the lights go out right as he says, and the thief was, and it turns out it's Owl reading them a book.
Yes.
And
Owl can't continue.
Because he has in his glasses.
Yeah, he can't find
and
them.
And he's like, I can't possibly continue because I haven't found my glasses for 3 days.
Yeah.
And Tigger is like, well, I don't know about your glasses, but there's some glasses right here. And he picks some up, takes some off of Owl's head.
Yeah, they're
and goes,
right on
shows
top
him
of
the
Owl's
glasses.
Head. It's great.
And he's like, these are my glasses. Thank you so much, my boy.
Yeah, honestly,
oh,
been there.
Yeah.
Craig Ferguson played Owl in the latest cartoon movie,
oh,
which is
that's
quite fun.
He did.
I liked it. You can
I
fight me
not.
In the streets. You can, because you don't like when the English are rightfully made fun of.
No, I love Craig Ferguson. I just don't think he was the right choice. I went in with high expectations because I love Craig Ferguson, but it did not work for me personally.
Well,
it worked for you, and I'm happy for you. Wow. And you only.
Tristan, you're very pugnacious today, aren't you?
I will say yes, because I don't know what that word means.
You're threatening to fight Tyler a lot.
Yeah, it's because I'm trying to kick a man while he's down because his team lost at soccer.
Tyler Riley has left the chat.
No, I'm ornery today. I don't know why.
Yes.
Tyler is still gone until you apologize for insulting England's soccer team.
I won't, and I never will.
Well, it was a nice run.
Yeah,
oh my god, where'd Tyler go? Tyler went away. Please come back.
Well, okay, I'll say this. Tyler, I'll give you this. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. How's that? I'm upset that you're upset, but I don't apologize for the sentiment.
Tyler, I'm sorry for...
I'll turn my mic back on.
So, everyone's like, holy crap, Tigger, you're a really great detective. And he's like, I'm going to open up my own detective agency. And that's exactly what he does. He creates...
The number one ladies detective agency.
Yes.
That's a crossover event I want to see.
Oh, I would love that. I still want to go. I want to go so badly.
Yes.
Subscribe to our Patreon so we can go to Botswana.
Yep.
Please. So he becomes a private era.
And on his door,
as opposed to a private eye,
it says, Tigger, private ear, you lose it, we find it.
Yes.
And it's
that is his slogan.
All spelled wrong.
And Pooh, like, keeps adding words that are clearly not on the sign.
Yeah, he does.
But we forgive it.
I mean, he's...
Because he is a bear of very little brain.
He's...
Hey, watch yourself.
That's
he's
what...
Not,
how
he's
said,
not
he
a koala.
He self-describes that.
It's true. He and Tigger is dressed in a Sherlock Holmes cap and cape, which is
a
good look.
Yep.
So Pooh says he is out of honey.
Yes.
So what's on the menu? With the honey gone, Watson, Sherlock.
Yep. So yes, Tigger is like, listen, that's not a mystery. And you know, that's not a crime. And Pooh's like, yes, it is. It is to a Pooh Bear.
For me, it is. So he doesn't have any, Tigger does not have any, how do you say, like,
cases,
jobs, because he's like, that's not cases. Yeah. He says customers, which I think is very silly.
Yeah.
And so he decides,
well, to be fair, he's not a very good privateer.
No, he is not. He's quite terrible, in fact.
So he goes to Piglet's house.
To create a crime.
Yeah. And then
to create a mystery.
In the middle of the night, Piglet sleeps with a sock on his nose.
It's a nose warmer.
Nose warmer, yes, because it's
to keep his nose warm.
That's fair. It does protrude from his little face.
He's got a big.
And honestly, I wish I had one. I get nosebleeds during the summer because the AC and fans are on, oh my and God. My nose gets dried out.
The only seasons,
and it gets cracked and it bleeds. You know, so I would prefer like a nose warmer that would like keep. Mm-hmm. You know.
There are two seasons.
Keep the juices in, as it were.
Yeah.
There are two seasons that are good to sleep in. They are fall and spring. Proper fall and proper spring.
Yes.
I will say
1,000%.
I will one-up you, Melissa. There are two good seasons. Fall and spring.
Oh, no, that's...
End of thought, end of
correct.
Sentence.
Correct. This is correct.
It's almost like temperate weather is preferred by most humans.
I just want to be able to sleep with the windows open and not have to blast air or heat.
And let the hooligans in. Let the punk rockers in.
Let the crisp fall air in.
Oh, boy. So also, I want to make a side note. There's another episode where Tigger is a private ear again. And he says in that episode, Tigger, the private ear, is hearer. And it's very cute.
Love it.
We might cover it. We might not. Who knows?
It's so debatable.
He steals Piglet's nose warmer. And then obviously the next morning, Piglet's like, ah, it's gone.
Well, he slams the door in the middle of the night to wake Piglet up.
Oh, right.
to be like, hey, notice anything missing?
Can I tell you? I can't imagine why he's my favorite character. This hyperactive, attention-seeking person. This disruptive creature.
So okay, we're investigating the mystery of Piglet's missing nose warmer now, and we've all gathered in what appears to be the middle of the night because everyone's in their pajamas,
and everyone is the same folk from the very beginning of the episode. So Pooh, Rabbit, Piglet, Tigger, and very soon Owl.
Yeah.
Yes. Owl rolls up and is like, "What's happening?" And that's exactly what he says in that exact dialect. Mm-hmm. And Tigger is like, oh, I know exactly where the nose warmer is. But I need to ask some questions. Piglet, what happened? Because he goes, where were you on the night of the 15th? Where were you on the night of the 43rd? And obviously there's no 43rd, blah, 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 blah. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very Dogberry-esque malapropisms
in
this, or Mrs. Malaprop-esque malapropisms, mm-hmm. if you will,
yeah.
In this episode.
We got some Moliere and some Shakespeare in this episode. I just wanted to let everyone absorb that.
I would love to see George Wallace as Dogberry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be incredible. That would be phenomenal.
That's my next tweet. Get ready for it, Melissa.
I got you.
It.
Melissa likes my tweets.
I do too. When I understand them, I like them. Sometimes you talk about
when
wrestling.
They're only Amateur Detective Club related. Tristan likes
me. Listen, I will look at it and go, what is this? Because you're talking about wrestling or some nonsense. And I'm like, I don't understand. I can't like or dislike this because I don't know what's happening, Tyler.
I don't like yours as soon as I see them. I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what this means. You're like, sure.
So for those of you. For those of you playing the home game, Tyler is now berating me about our social media usage.
And
haters gonna hate. I don't know what to tell you.
And meanwhile, Tigger is solving the mystery of the missing nose warmer. And he intuits that he must have smelled something that he was allergic to. Sneezed.
Oh, point of order. Piglet talked about how Piglet was dreaming of daffodils.
Yes.
And Tigger says, I'll stop you right there. I have it on great authority that piglets are allergic to daffodils.
Yeah.
And so you sneezed, and the sock went up in the air, and there it is. And he points to it, and the sock is like wrapped around a hanging lamp or whatever.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is.
And so, you know, Tigger is a wonderful private ear. He's so good.
So very good.
He's sitting in his office because he has an office the next day, and he's very bummed because he doesn't have any customers. So maybe he needs to make another mystery to convince him of convince everyone of his skills. So he very creepily goes into Pooh's house while Pooh's sleeping.
Again, breaking and entering.
Yeah, steals some honey, and the honey pot absolutely falls and breaks because he trips over a log in the middle of Pooh's floor. So why does Pooh have a log in the middle of his floor is what I would like to know.
He has a fireplace.
Okay.
He has a fireplace.
All right. That's fair. Asked and answered. So.
I'm sorry. Don't get me started about 100-acre wood lore. I will dunk on you so hard.
Yeah. All right.
You were a donut.
That's cute. So now there's a missing honey pot. Like literal honey pot. And he then finds it in one of Pooh's drawers, full of clothes that Pooh clearly never wears because he only wears little red shirts. So, you know, you get your signature look.
You know what? A bitch is lazy, you know?
But, you know, very much like Doug from Doug. We saw his closet, and it's the same outfit, just repeated. Much like the characters in Rock of Power and Hey Arnold and the like.
Mm-hmm. You get one outfit.
Yeah.
It's more forgivable for Winnie the Pooh because he is a stuffed animal.
Less forgivable because he is a boy and his junk is just, that in is canon, true. Just out. All out there for the world to see.
Well, if you really want to get into it.
Sure, let's do it.
Vis-a-vis.
The character's
junk. About the Winnie the Pooh character's junk, as you said.
Eeyore got the biggest.
Yeah,
100%. Eeyore's nude. So is Kanga. So is Rabbit and Piglet.
Hold the phone.
And then there's Owl.
Everyone's naked.
Wait, Kanga is a girl, though.
Yes.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Isn't Kanga a girl?
Yes, Kanga is a girl.
Yeah, so wait, we're talking about her junk being large?
No.
No, out. Being nude.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
So Pooh is the only one that wears clothes.
Technically, Piglet is, I believe, in a onesie. That little pink thing is actually like a unitard.
I thought that was like a piglet drawing.
It's not ridges. Like, they don't have ridges. Like, yeah.
I thought that was his body.
No, it's green in the original, in the novels. In the novels. That's being very generous. In the books. In the novellas by A.A. Milne.
Piglet books.
Yeah, he's got a little green, like, bodysuit. He's wearing a romper.
Oh, yeah. And Pooh is naked. Right?
And Pooh is nude.
Because...
Could I pull off a peach tulip romper?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. I think that would match your... Melissa,
that was not confident to me.
Yes. Sorry, I'm looking at images of Piglet.
Okay.
Point of order as well. Mm. Tigger has, yes, stolen Pooh's honeypot. He has tripped over a log and then fallen out the window and it's broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he then goes to Rabbit's home and steals a honeypot to replace it, but not thinking about the consequences of his actions. Again, relatable. And the only thing that exists is now. So... The next morning, Rabbit's like, hey, who the hell took my honeypot? That's exactly what he says. And then Tigger's like, I don't know what to do. Because, oh no. And then
he's so deep in it.
And then in Gremlins 2, aka Hulk Hogan style, racist.
Okay.
Breaks the fourth wall to tell us. That you know Piglet didn't do it, and I know Piglet didn't do it. So we now have to convince everyone else that Piglet didn't do it, while also making sure that no one knows that we didn't do it.
Yes, because it's found in Piglet's home for some reason, because he put it there because I think he panicked. He's just trying to get
No, because there was a bee that followed from Rabbit's house into Piglet's house into his cupboard.
Yes.
And that's where the honeypot is found.
Yeah, but since Tigger moved the honeypot, why did he put it in Piglet's home? Just to make a mystery?
I'm assuming. Okay. Because, like, of the broken pot, he didn't think it was going to be found. Yeah.
So, then we go to trial. Piglet, as they say, Piglet, is on trial for stealing a honeypot, and Gopher is the judge, and asleep, and is not having any of it, and has a gavel. And is very upset with it. And I was going through the Wikipedia of this, and it noted that Kanga and Roo are in this episode, but they have no lines.
Oh.
And it's just another example of underrepresentation of women in the media.
Sure, yes, that's fair. yes. And Tigger is... Also, for some reason, Piglet's lawyer.
I know! Because he feels obligated. He feels obligated. He's messed things up, but he wants to set it right. Yeah. Again, relatable. So, it looks like Piglet's done it, because it's obvious. But then Tigger calls a surprise witness, and Rabbit goes, who? And he goes, well... He might as well wiggled a cigar and said, well, if I told you that, it wouldn't be a surprise. And he calls himself to the stand. And he goes back and forth with himself about, did you do it? You know, what, blah, blah, blah. And it eventually gets to the point where he feels so stressed and guilty and anxious about it that he envisions everyone turning into honeypots. And
he columboned himself.
But can I tell you, during the transformation, like, anxiety dream sequence, again, relatable, there's a low, like, humming that reminded me of, like, a David Lynch movie. And I'm like, is this
you
why?
And David Lynch.
I was like, is this why I'm more susceptible to his content? Because of Winnie the Pooh? That I just accept dream sequences and dream logics because I watched too many cartoons as a kid? Is that weird?
Bonkers, yeah. Totally nuts. Ha-ha.
I got you. So, basically, Tigger confesses to having done it all, and they're all like, why? And he's like, I just wanted to be a good private detective.
Yeah.
But now, I'm a lawyer.
Because he did such a great job at Piglet's trial.
He's
Tigger at law.
Tigger at law. If you found it, we can lose it. Which is very cute.
Oh, that's so good.
And how I personally wish more lawyers would work.
Yes.
I found the murder weapon. Can you lose that?
Can you somehow lose the bank transaction where I bought it too?
I have to say.
Oh, ding, dang it. There was a bit that we missed in the last episode.
Oh.
Where he asked for an incinerator. And she's like, we don't have one.
That's so good.
It's very funny. Very weird.
Oh.
I do remember that. And then he goes, just some scotch then.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my goodness.
Very funny.
I truly, though, Tigger's testimony is Shakespearean in scope.
Yes.
Like, oh.
Yes, the back and forth.
Yeah.
That voice actor bows.
Yeah.
To them.
I think it's Jim Cummings, because...
Oh, who's wonderful. I love Jim Cummings and I love Rob Paulsen, who are very underrated. More people should know them by name.
Mm.
Jim Cummings does Winnie the Pooh, and he does Tigger now. I'm not sure if this is before or after the original voice actor of Tigger unfortunately passed away.
Right.
Let me just give it a quick old Google.
Because they were alive forever.
That's right.
Because they were, like, in the early Disney cartoons as well.
Yeah, so cute.
Yes, yes. The New Adventures of... Winnie
the Pooh.
Okay, there he is. Who plays... it is the original voice actor. That would be Paul Winchell.
Oh, yeah.
Who, I'm going to show this to the camera, in his IMDb, has a ventriloquist puppet.
He...
As his image, which sure changes does. My whole perception of Tigger and how much I like him. Now it's Owl,
my
favorite character.
It changes mine too, but for very different
reasons. Oh my god.
Yeah.
After hours, Amateur Detective Club is apparently Tyler getting horny.
Keep thinking I have a foot fetish, but I have a puppet fetish instead.
Oh. You put a puppet on a foot? Knows no knowing what will happen then.
No, stop.
Oh my god.
So what did we think of this episode?
House rules.
Wow.
This episode.
Okay.
House rules.
This episode gets 3.5.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about how much you enjoyed the show House.
I do love that they use... Oh, God. Is the Massive Attack is the name of the band for their theme? It's the same group that does the theme for Luther, which I want us to cover at some Luther. Point. With Idris Elba.
Yeah.
A very great detective series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch out, Leith Luth.
But yeah, what did I say?
You said 3.5.
Yeah. 3.5. We knew who did it.
We did. That was a thing.
This is true.
But I did really enjoy the episode. It really harkened back to a very pure and really warm time in my life, I would say, as a ute. as they would say in My Cousin Vinny,
a the ute. Titular role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says it. The titular cousin.
We need to cover that at some point.
Yes.
Yeah? He's, oh my, another classic. Another banger. That was, yeah, anyway, sorry. Keep going, Tyler.
Yeah, no, I just loved it from top to bottom. I love the preceding episode. This, you know, it's cartoon rules. Like, there are two episodes in, like, the same 22-minute thing. I loved both episodes. I watched them all as a unit. And they did feed into each other quite well, I thought. Love Eeyore, like, love Tigger's work, the voice actor's work in this episode. And I am curious about the second Private Ear episode, and I would like to get to that at some point. Whether it's this short stuff summer or the next.
Can I tell you? It's so much better than this episode. This episode is very good, but the other one has, like, again, weird dream sequences and, like, a musical... some musical stuff that I really enjoy. Melissa, what did you think of this episode?
Yeah, I think I'll give it a 3.5 too, as well, I should say. 3.5. It's really quite lovely and enjoyable. It's very sweet, absolutely delightful. Mysteries could have been stronger. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'll say.
Sure.
It's the episode subverts your expectation.
True.
By being on the side of the criminal rather than the detective.
Well, or actually,
so it's a lot like Last Jedi in that way.
Listen, though, you're on the side of the criminal and the detective because they're the same.
Yeah.
The same. Isn't Tigger. That,
yeah, isn't that more compelling? But yeah, it's a great bit because it's something we talk about when we cover Murder, She Wrote. We're like, is she doing this? And
point of order, you said, is she?
Yeah.
And can I tell you, this episode is probably why that is my first instinct every time. That was my instinct with Knives Out.
I just said, why does she not love David? That is the only question I've ever asked of that series.
Oh, but no, honestly, I think I just realized that in the moment. That's probably why I'm like, oh, well, they did it themselves. Probably because of this episode. Because I've seen this episode like 25, 30 times.
Sure.
Because it was one of like the four VHSs we had of this series. So I just watch it over and over and over again. To the point where, while I was watching it, I was saying lines with it. And I was like, how do I it's purely, purely subconscious.
Wow.
Like a 5 out of 5. It is, for what it is, perfect. The mystery's terrible, but it's not, it's cute. It's very cute.
Yes.
It's actually 4.5 because the other one is better because there's a, oh my God, the sequence is so good. It's like a jazz, anyway, it again reminds me of Twin Peaks, and I think that might be why I love Twin Peaks so much.
Yeah, sure.
Is, because of this series, which is a weird connection to make.
Sorry, I can't relate. And all my military exes will tell you, I'm Dom conscious.
You're Dom DeLuise conscious, if you can believe it. But yeah, I really enjoy it. It was really wonderful to, as Tyler say,
Dom conscious.
Oh, now it's staying in.
I did just actually get it just that second.
Ooh,
okay.
You love to hear it, folks. You love to hear it. So,
those of you in the Swedish military, hit me up at It's Tyler Riley. But don't. I'm taken. I'm taken. Do not.
He has a very specific set of skills. But yeah, it was so wonderful. This is free association. Don't laugh at that. That's nothing. It's just I remembered something. So,
That's not funny. Don't give me your That's not laughs.
What do you do? That's nothing. That's just remembering. No, but speaking of remembering, this episode was very sweet. It was so wonderful. Again, I almost cried during the theme. I'd forgotten how many times I'd heard it. I did learn it on the piano. It's very easy to play on the piano. It's very good. So yeah, all in all, an incredible experience. Only like 11 minutes. Well worth it.
And we...
Perfect for my attention span.
Oh, leave it to us. I'm sorry, Tristan. Keep going. I interrupted you.
No. No, say what you're going to say because I know what you're going
to
say.
Leave it to us to take an 11-minute episode and turn it into...
Because we're friends and we like to talk to each other. Yeah, and that's what that you all signed up for. Or you should on patreon.com/ADCpod. We did not do an ad break this episode.
Something we...
Oh, we sure didn't.
We did not.
At ADCpod on,
did
on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. email us amateurdetectiveclub@gmail.com. Also, we're on the Scavengers Network. You should go to scavengersnetwork.com. Check out all the shows. One is called
Scavengers,
I think, which is about the Avengers.
Scavengers timeline. Is it
timeline? Scavengers or something? Anyway, like that. Yeah, it's about Marvel. Anyway. Love it.
With that, I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to a close.
I know you're out there.
Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.